Bob.
This is I'm our foreman. Give him an hour. I'm Rav Huna. Chatzah sheyesh lebeis pisachim, tzrifa shtei neiros. I'm our Rav Huna. I'm an elo shtei ruchas. I'm ruach achas letzor. My time. Yilev mishum chashado. Chashado the man. Who we worried about is going to be chashir, that you are Mekayim, Mrs. Nechanika. If it's from the outside visitors, not local people in town. So I feel Baruch Achas, even if you have two doors on one side of the house, two openings on the same side, a guy who's not from the same town is still going to be chayshin and think that it's two separate houses and one guy is not lighting. So why is Rava saying only on two separate sides, if the doors are on two separate sides? And if you say, Ichashal de b'nei masa, afil mishnei ruchas naim lo lebayi. If you're worried about only what the local people are going to think, so even if the doors are on two separate sides, so they know it's one guy's house. He doesn't have to light in both doors. Why are you telling me he has to light in both doors? So, Gemara, we only care about what the local people are going to be chayshin, not what the foreign visitors are going to be thinking. They're only passing by on one side of the house. He didn't lie on this side either. It's a bum. And that's it. Then the Gemara goes on. How do you know that when Chashad brings a ray from Peya, and one of the reasons for Peya that you have to leave in the corner is for Chashad? So I heard him ask, why is the Gemara, Chacham Tzvi ask, why is the Gemara ask of Eben Otamer that Chashil and Chashad? We find by in brachos you should have been nichnas lechorva as chashad in second parak yivamus chacham that's matir shouldn't be nice because of chashad and also v'yisem nikiyim mishnah v'yisem nikiyim. So why is the Gemara asking special over here? Question. Begs to be asked. Why is the Gemara all of a sudden asking? How do you know the Chosh Pechashad? We're always Chosh Pechashad.
All the other Gemara didn't bring the Pasuk of Isim Akim. No. I'm saying there's a Mishnah of Isim Akim, but not every time does the Gemara or Mishnah bring a case of Chashad that we ask.
Where do we know they have Chashad? It seems to be it's not a problem. All of a sudden over here we need a Makar.
And the most time it's over here is from where do we know it from?
Peya.
Peya.
What do you know from Peya?
Peya. They have to leave Peya.
What's Peya? It's got to do with
the corner of the field.
Sadeo.
For the poor people.
It has to be safe today, not in the middle.
That's why people think you're going to leave it.
So one of the reasons is Al Khashad. Marbury's four reasons. One of the reasons is Al Khashad.
Doesn't have to be the corner.
I'm not really focusing on what's on the ray. The question is, why are we looking for a ray? After you can see, maybe I had a ring for it. Another question that is, the Magen Avraham explains the reason why we're not chayshis over here for the people, the outside people, even though other places we are chayshis for outside visitors, like by Shabbos, Ramos says if you hire a guy to work for you and you're not paying for the time, you're paying for the job. Ramos says if it's outside of the tchum, whatever, you'll have to. Ramos says, but if it's just in a place that's all akum, you're still not allowed to because of cheshish for archim. So like Ram asks for why is it asked this theorem over here. But among the Ram Bayos, and Machshav Shagel answers with this, that the Magen Ram Bayos says that by Hanukkah it's at night time when Achash people are going to be enjoying in the streets at night time, the non-locals. So it could be Dafka by Hanukkah with Achash for that. There's another Kash that Beis Yosef asks that by Zalocha, that by Beis Knesses, if somebody is walking in front of a Beis Knesses, he's not allowed to walk in front of it the time that they're davening, and he's not planning on going inside because, he says, because he's not going. But if there's another door, even if no matter where it is, there's another door to the shul, the other side, so then you're allowed to. He says, well, what's the difference over here? We say, just like he didn't line this door, he's not lining the other door. And by shul, we say, he's not going into this door, but maybe he'll go into the other door. That's Beis Yosef's kasha. Beis Yosef answers to this kasha. There's a few tzitzim, and I'd like to add one maybe, but Beis Yosef said to us that it's chiluk of tefillah and Hanukkah. People are not as choshen on tefillah than they are on Hanukkah. And we get Rome says the Teretz that it's not about Cheshad at all over there. There you medayk from Rashi that the whole thing by Beis Knesses is that again he says the person doesn't always have to go into shul. I mean maybe I'm traveling later, I have something to do right now, what do I have to go to shul for? It's not a Cheshad, it's about us that you should be embarrassed and you should have a sense of humility or whatever it is that you can't daven right now and you shouldn't walk so close to the shul. Yeah, you don't have to do that, but show a little remorse that you're not going into the shul. And if there's another door, that takes care of the issue because it's not as much. Okay, there's another kasha that the Achrenim and Shagi ask. That the Salivias and the Shmos Yaakov and the Karban Asana asked that we had in the beginning of the Sukkah, the Halacha is, the Halacha is like that, but the Madama Kapsa ain't Zokim Club. So it goes out, you don't have to relight it. Shragin and Alachronim and Shragi, that you should have to relight it. That's Chashad. The guy's going to be walking by, he sees nothing lit, he's the thing he didn't light. What do you mean, ain't Zokim Club? Zokim Club. So, Beis Halevi answers, you take a half to light it as Chashad, and it's just the argument Mikra didn't you have to light it, but Chashad you do have to light. And the Shmos Yaakov and the Karban Asana answer that even if you hold Ein Zok Klal, you still have to leave the Menorah and all the remnants where they were for the rest of this man. You just don't have to relight it. So, like this, people still notice that you did light. Yeah, I mean, it's only horror I have is that if you don't have street lights and it's not right next to the shrine, I don't know if you'll really notice it, but that's what they say.
Who gave us that?
Karban Asana right here, and Shmos Yaakov is brought in the Shari Tshuva over here.
Give me those
things.
Those are the
charges. To the one or the other. You have to either relight it or leave the thing. There's no other approach.
We might see another one tonight.
Well, maybe those days they lit outside.
They absolutely did. That's true. The remote does end up with a sword. How are you able to see it? I'm asking.
Was
they didn't have, the moon's out to be able to see if there's a menorah that's not lit.
Yeah.
Okay. I forget. The remote brings from a rajma that today we will light inside. The whole halacha of Kashad doesn't apply because the person who uses the b'nai b'ai is not for outside. So you don't have to lie, even if he says, even if you have four doors on all sides and everything, you don't have to lie. There's another kasha, it's along the same lines that Shragi also asked, that he should, he's just has to the stage fright. First time.
Stand up.
He's giving it vicariously through me. That the Gemara Gemara asks on the Mandomer Kovsein Zokuklo, Gemara asks, Idle Kovsein Zokuklo, I mitzvosim ishtishka achama, tathar mena shuk. The first answer is Idle Yadlik Madlik. So, Chayim and Zogin, in that terence, there's like an Inamila Shur. The first terence you can say holds, there's no Shir. You light it, you put it enough oil for a mashu. It's a hadlaka. You lit, it went out, goodbye. How can you tell me chashad? Maybe the guy lit for his 3 seconds and goodbye. And the shiur just holds that the mikra din. You could light it at 11 o'clock at night, even bizman a mishnah. So what do you mean chashad? Maybe he's lighting later. That question I don't know if I'm going to have an answer for.
What's the question then? What?
How can you have chashad? He's lighting later. Yeah, he didn't light yet, yeah, so. Maybe you can be chashim on Zuizim, but Zuizim are giving him mitzvahs, but otherwise, why does he have to light now? He doesn't have to light now. The Teretz of Lashur.
Maybe that's why chashad's only by the people who live in your city. Because there are people that are always out. They know if you lit, they don't like to talk to their friends. People come from outside town. You don't have a yet to have fun at this town. They'll never know. There's no chashab if someone comes from outside. People talk to each other. Vice the Moshe never lights Hanukkah.
You don't know. He comes home later.
Fine, so that's what it is. That's why the people of the city, there's no guy out. You have to light when there are people out. So one guy walks, he goes next morning to the mikvah, he says, you know, Moshe lit at 11 o'clock at night.
The terrace of Lashira, you don't have to light during that month. We light Kol HaLaila.
Exactly, but if someone walks by, it has to be a talk. If someone
he lights at 3 o'clock in the morning.
You have never been up. In the morning to the town. Someone's out there with them to talk about it.
Maybe. Okay, Mechaber says, in Tafesh Ha'inav Ches, Chotzer sheyesh lo shnei pischer mishnei ruchos tzarech lahadlik v'shteyen v'bnei hachashad v'im shnei hapischer beruach echod and a Ramah inserts over here v'heim v'bayis echod day lo v'achmiyem. So if both psachim are on one side, so you only have to light in one door, and the Ramah adds that that's only true if it's in one house. And then we're going to Ram elaborates on the Ramah, Lushita's Ramah, what's the Ramah saying? Ein b'bayis echad. When Ram is quoting Dr. Moshe, says, Ein b'bayis echad, aval im heim b'beis batim, af al pi sheheim shal odam echad, tzarech lahadlik b'shteim. The Ram's understanding from the Ramah, from this Ramah, from the Dakimisha, that the Ramah is saying the only time that's good enough to light just one of the doorways when they're on the same side is only if it's one house. But if there's two houses and both doors are on the same west side, then even though they belong to one person, you still have to light in both houses. We'll assume that he lives in both houses. If it's a vacant house, then probably don't have to light him, but let's say he lives in both houses, whatever the reason is. So he lives in both houses, and both doors are facing the same way. From the Roman understanding from the Ramah, that you have to light in both houses. And when the Roman says that Rashi in our sugya is not mashma like this. When the Roman wants to argue with this particular Ramah, based on Rashi by us, he quotes Av Miloshin Rashi that the Dafka Kishain shall shnei b'nei odom tzarech lahadlik b'shtein. Av shal odom echad ein tzarech. And it brings another ray also. So what's the Rashi he's talking about? Rashi in the beginning of the sugya Chotzer sheyesh lo beis pischim says Chotzer sheyesh lo beis pischim sheyesh lo beis beis psachim suchim lechotzer. The next verse, because in Parish Taima, don't really fit in, and take it out in the bag, because Rashi, what he's about to say, fits in the Havamina Gemara, the Torah, it's just, we'll see in a second. Rashi says, Mishum Chashada, Sha'aroi Yehisavur, when you have, we don't discuss yet if it's Viruch Echad, two sides, Vene Masa, Vene from the Almon. Rashi just saying, what's the Chashad? Sha'aroi Yehisavur, Sha'abayis Chalk. The Roy is going to think the Bayis is Chalk, that it's two separate units, two separate houses inside, there's a wall dividing them. The Harehu shall Shnei B'nei Adam, and two separate people live there. The Yomru Echad Einu Mekayim, it's just there. So, we're going to Rav's Mim Medayik from Rashi. You know, the Gemara then asks, well, who are we talking about? And the Gemara comes out talking about a different Cheshad. Talking about a Cheshad that they know it's one guy who lives there. And they're just going to think that just like he didn't light on this side, he also didn't light on that side. That's why they take care of Rashi, the Kinnam Farish. The sum of it, this is a Cheshad. It's just that the Chodesh is not the Cheshad of the Meskot. So, the Magen Avraham is Medayik from this Rashi, that why does Rashi say that the Bayis is Cholok, Arehu Shosnei B'nei Yodom. You say, Bayis is Cholok, what I care how many people there are. Bayis says in Rashi that no, it's only if the Cheshad is that there's two B'nei Yodom. If it's of one person, then you're not going to have to light. The Machsa Shekel and the Mishabura brings down like this, that the Pshat in the Magen Avraham's understanding in the Ramah, the Pshat in the Ramah is Als Cheshad. This that the Ramah holds, that when you have two separate houses belonging to one person on the same side, the reason why you have to light in both of them is Als Cheshad. They're going to think that there's two people. Even though it's really one person, you think it's two people. Even though it seems from the Gemara that we're talking about a close-knit community where they know who lives and what, but apparently Mr. Brugreen and Shadzin, I think that in such a case, we do have a shadow where it's two separate houses, people, and they're living in both, people could get confused, and there's still a chashad in that case that they're going to think there's two separate people, even though it belongs to one person. That's Mishabrua, I think it's coming from Machsa Shekel learns that way. And that's Pshat in the Ramah that who holds when you have one guy owns two houses and he's living in both. The reason why he has to lie in both is a chashad, they're going to think there's a different guy. And that the Magen Avraham is arguing on. If that's the case, then what the Magen Avraham's cash for Rashi is hard to understand. Rashi's saying, Rashi when he's learning the Gemara, in this Cheshad that Rashi's discussing, Rashi says that they're going to think the Bayis is Chalk. So I don't know why Rashi, if this is, it's Shoshnei B'nei Yodim. Very nice, but I care why they're going to think it's, if they would be Choshish, that it would be one person, so you're right, you wouldn't have to lie. But in this case, you have to be Choshish, they're going to be Choshish, that's of two people, even though it's owned by one person. Magen Avraham's learning from the Ramah that, I mean, if this is the Pshat, that the Ramah's saying as Cheshad. What would it be Cheshad? Even though one person owns it, would be Cheshad that two people live there. So what are you asking from Rashi? Why does Rashi have to stick in that so Shnei B'nei Yodim, they can be Cheshad, Sha'aroya, Yehisavar, Sha'abayas, Chaluk, Ha'aroya, Shal Shnei B'nei Yodim. Yehimru, why does Rashi have to say Ha'aroya, Shal Shnei B'nei Yodim? What's the difference with Chalam? So from that, the one Ramah wants to ask on Ramah, but if it's Al Cheshad, so in Ramah's saying, he says in a case where it's two separate houses, they're going to be Cheshad as two separate people. It would seem that Morgan Ramah is not learning the Ramah Al Cheshad. That the Morgan Ramah is understanding from the Ramah that he's not saying Al Cheshad. In this case, the reason why you'd have to light in both houses when one person owns them is if one guy lives in two separate houses, he has to light in both. The reason is because based on Taisus and Sukkah and above, that Ner Hanukkah is not simply a Chovetz Gavroch. It's also, or maybe it starts with a chiv on the bayis. Taisus, I didn't bring with me. Taisus stells two to mezuzah. But Taisus asks about Brichas Arayah. Taisus asks, why is no Brichas Arayah by, why do we only find it by Ner Hanukkah and not by other things? So one type of Taisus answers is because there are people that don't have a house and are not able to light candles, so they made a Brichas Arayah. Taisus says, but Shver from mezuzah. So mezuzah definitely have his bayis. You don't have a house, you don't have to put up a mezuzah. Seems that you don't have a house, you mechalal nachayv light honey candles. The chayvah's bayis that's put on the one who lives in the house. So if that's the case, even if you're one person, if you live in two houses, if it's a separate house, what defines a house? It's four walls without leading to another one. Each house is going to need its own light. And of them, the Magen Avraham wants to be medayik from Rashi. And why does Rashi have to tell us that there's shnei b'nei adam? It's an irrelevant fact. The Magen Avraham argues. He's not learning like Tosfos. There's a raya from Rambam that it's not a chavis bias. In Hilchos Brachos, the Rambam puts it into the category of mitzvahs that a person's chayv to go out and make sure he gets. And nobody's chayv to go buy a house so that he can have a mezuzah. You chayv to buy tefillin that you can do the mitzvah. The Rambam puts Chanukah into the same category as tefillin in Perek Yud Aleph and Brachos. So it seems it's not a chayv as a bias. You're not chayv to buy a house so you can light Chanukah candles. So if you have, maybe you could learn that you chayiv to become an achsanoi, maybe. Like that Rambam. You chayiv to make yourself be chayiv, to make yourself be chayiv, put yourself into the situation. So my Rav Rom was midayik from Rashi, not about Hashad, my Rav Rom midayik from Rashi, Rashi's telling us about Rehu shal shnei b'nei odom, he's midayik from Rashi that when, even if it's, the only time you have to light is if it's of two separate people, but one person would not have to light if he owned two separate houses. Why? Because a chayv is gavra means that a gavra only has to light one time. If he lives in six houses, the gavra was already against his mitzvah. It doesn't matter how many houses he has. The gavra only has to light once. And the takana of chashad is not the regular din that if somebody's going to think you're doing a problem. And why is it different? You can see in a second. But the takana over here is the light the Ramah that holds the chayvus have bayis, and if you have two separate houses owned by one person, the thing that chashad could make over here is that b'etzim the bayis, no matter how many doors it has, a bayis, chayvus bayis is just have to light one time in the bayis, one at one of the doors. The takana that they made over here is that somebody's going to see another door and be chayshid that there's two batim over here, and they're going to think that there's another bayis over here. So they made a takana that each Pesach should be neither in like a new bayis, because that's what the Roy is going to think. So each Pesach, they made a new takana that even though the bayis bets and potter, but each doorway should be neither like a new Pesach, like a new bayis, and therefore the chashash maker did. It's not a chashash, that through the chashash they made, it's kilu you have now, from the Iker Dinda, as if the bayis wasn't yet patterned yet, because each Pesach is like a new bayis.
No halacha that if you have two houses that you have to light two different houses of Chanukah.
The Ramah holds you do it.
I'm
not living there. If you're living in two houses.
I do live there. I
was there a few months ago. I'm living in Chanukah. You're living there on Chanukah. Like the Ramah.
Yeah, that's a shtick real estate. It's not a bayis.
Yeah,
the bias is where you live. The bias is where you live.
If you're living there, yes.
So now it's not for sure. If he doesn't live in the house, he shouldn't have to light candles.
We're talking about. Too
well, he's living there. He's living in both.
Talking about the lights are on and they see people inside.
What if you have a dorm room and a guy has a dorm room and goes home at night? A guy's in Shiva.
So then you have to know what's called living in the house to make it into a bias.
The structure of bias might be telling makom pita, makom lina.
whatever the fuck is a bias. Let's say he does everything in both.
Yeah, okay.
Sleeps 6 hours over here, flowers over here.
I have that problem.
Doesn't it take only the same side or something?
So if both doors are on the same side.
Why is it not for you if you're even on the different sides? It's two separate bathrooms according to what you say. You claim it's a bias. It doesn't matter what side the bathroom
is. If it's on a different side,
yeah.
If it's on a different side, you have a problem with Kashash. Even if it's one house. We're talking about a case where on the same side, usually there's no Kashash. Because they see that that you did light. So the chashad over here is not just a chashad that made the through this they made the ikar takana that they made each pesach needed like a bias now so that never had yet a hadlaka in it. So this takana cannot be mechayvet to stand relight the same place where you lived before. That's not what the takana is. The takana is to make a new place a bar chiyuv. Make a new pesach into a bais. A place that's already chayiv and you're already lit, that the takana is never there for. That's maybe a new dinner of v'yisim nekiyim, the old dinner, I mean. And you have to see why it doesn't apply over here. Some say because somebody in the back, I forgot who it was, says it's only by kumba saying not shevel tasa. But it's not what's going on over here. Well, they're making over here through this chashad that they're making a new place into a new bar chiv. They're making each pesach a new bais. So if you only have one pesach and you lit and the candles go out, they can't be mechayvi to light again. That's not what this takon is. This takon is making a new pesach into a bais like a new house, and now you'd be chayv to light there from the beginning. Your old pesach. This takon is not talking about. This takon is to make new psachim into new batim and new bachiyus. So Melo comes to Zakukla, it wouldn't be shver. And actually, even the other kasha from Lishura is also not shver because they can't make you light in your doorway from beforehand. You can light whenever you want according to that teretz. This thing of chashad is only here to make something into a bachiyus. I am chayev. I'll tell I'm going to light. You want to know why I'm not lighting now? East from the Kiev, you're right. I don't know. And Osnach, Beis Yosef's Kasha. I mean, Mamela, Beis Yosef's Kasha also. It's another teretz, because even if you learn that it is a chashad, like Beis Yosef was assuming, that's right. East from the Kiev, the chashad. This chashad is a new thing. That's why the Gemara also has to ask. How do you know that from a chashad they could make a new thing? I'm asking, how do you know there is something called a chashad? How do you know from a chashad we could change, we could make something into a new, we could make from there a new chiv?
What's the difference?
Oh. We could find a way. That's not so sure. That's a good question, but you work on that. Want to hear more?
Mm-hmm. Good.
It's not like
you have it.
You
want to say boy?
Yeah.
You're not gonna sing.
Say avart. We say in Hal Nisim. Hal Chuyis. Ve'al Mulchamis. You get the idea for Mulchamis. You're not sach casualties. Why would you give idea for Mulchamis? Mulchamis is not. I mean, it's not something that we would think that you should get rid of. And there is taka girsa that takes out the vav, and it's ala choice ala mulchamas. But taka girsa, versteht. Aber unser girsa of ala choice of ala mulchamas, what are we giving out of the mulchamas? Aber, I saw this chat a long time ago, but So he said that after the Yeshua already, you could look back and see that even the Mulchama was a necessary chelik of the Yeshua, and even in the Tzara, you could see and feel that Eivishas attack you, punishing you, and the Mulchama is a nice Tzara. But not the Yeshua, you could look back and have to even give a dank and a haidah for the Tzaras and for the Mulchamas. Because even in the tzara, Hakev, during the Muhammad, during the Tzara, is when the Eibush does, he's dealing with you. He's not neglecting you. You're getting your pets right now, but Hashem's dealing with you personally. And afterwards, you see the Yeshua, and you're able to fashtay everything.
That's what I'll
choose on it. Sure.
I'll choose on it. Yeah.